The nation's second and third largest tobacco companies have announced plans to merge. R.J. Reynolds will combine with the domestic operations of Brown & Williamson in a deal valued at about $3 billion. From Chapel Hill, North Carolina, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The new company, to be called Reynolds American, will bring under one corporate umbrella such cigarette brands as Salem, Camel, Kool, and GPC. The combined corporation will control more than 30% of the U.S. cigarette market and have annual sales of about $10 billion. The company still will be much smaller than industry leader Philip Morris, maker of the number one selling Marlboro brand. But Reynolds spokeswoman Maura Payne says the merged corporation will be a strong player in the tobacco marketplace.
It's a very exciting prospect, really a milestone for both companies, in our opinion. It will enable us to achieve tremendous efficiencies. It'll enhance our ability to compete effectively in a very competitive U.S. market. And all of that means that we're able to provide outstanding value for our shareholders.
Brown & Williamson's parent company, British American Tobacco, will own 42% of the new corporation, while stockholders of R.J. Reynolds will control the rest. And Payne says the new firm will be based in Reynolds, North Carolina hometown.
The plan is to locate the combined operation and headquarters and production here in Winston-Salem area, which could mean as many as 800 additional jobs being brought into the Winston-Salem area.
Elsewhere, though, the merger will result in employees being laid off. More than 1,000 will be out of work at a plant in Macon, Georgia, and 460 will lose their jobs at Brown & Williamson's Louisville, Kentucky headquarters, which will be shut down. Louisville Mayor Jerry Abramson says the merger will have a serious economic effect on his city, where Brown & Williamson has been a major employer for more than 70 years.
There's no way to sugarcoat it. It's a terrible blow to the community. You're talking about 460 outstanding jobs. You're talking about a corporate citizen that's been in this community since the late 1920s. And, you know, a Fortune 500 company with its headquarters here. Any way you look at it, it really hurts.
The merger comes at a difficult time for the domestic tobacco industry, with legal costs going up and the number of smokers going down. Just last month, R.J. Reynolds announced a major restructuring that included the elimination of 2,600 jobs. The company also said it would no longer spend money to advertise weaker brands such as Winston and Doral, and it gave up its prominent sponsorship of NASCAR racing. For the past few years, mid-sized tobacco companies have been getting squeezed both by larger and smaller competitors. Industry analyst Manny Goldman says the merger should help Reynolds American compete.
No matter what people say, if you have the right executives, bigger is better. They still have to deal with Philip Morris, and Philip Morris has Marlboro. But you're in a better position from a financial standpoint to deal with them. And also, you're in a better position to deal with the very low-priced cigarettes because your cost structure is better.
As part of the deal, R.J. Reynolds will pay British American Tobacco more than $2.5 billion in cash and stock. BAT, meanwhile, will help Reynolds pay its share of the multi-billion dollar legal settlement that cigarette makers reached with state governments in 1998. The merger still needs approval from R.J. Reynolds shareholders and from government regulators. The companies hope it will be complete by the middle of next year. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.